Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sneakwa. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi, this is Denise Winda.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge to my account that I did not make.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code to see if we charged you with anything?
754-02.
Oh, 03?
02.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Vernice Windus. W-I-N-D-U-S.
And can you verify your shipping address for me, too?
7 Willow Ridge Road, Greenville, Texas.
All right, just hold on one moment while I look into this for you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, it says right here that on the 28th of April, what was ordered was a Pure smartwatch and the Pure mini pods.
Oh, no!
A what?
That little watch and those ear pods that we talked about.
Yeah.
To return the guy in the mail, and you tried to contact the... that's what they're charging us for. That's $59. It's one of those two things. In order to return these things.
Okay. I tried to contact for address to return, and I was having problems, so...
Yes, ma'am. As of right now, for our return policy, we're not allowed to return products as of right now because of COVID-19 sanitary reasons.
That's just a lot from it.
Hold on.
So, okay, when I tried to get, I was taking a survey, and the information that I have nowhere on any of information, my confirmation or anything, doesn't say that you're going to charge me for something. It was just a shipping charge for the two. So needless to say, that's why my mom was trying to contact you, because she was sure you were going to charge us for something. So where exactly does it say that you're going to charge me for that stuff? Because these are packages that came for taking a survey, and they're brand never been opened, still sitting right here, because my mom is like, no, they're going to charge you. So, but where does it say that you're going to charge me for that? Okay, you can talk now. I'm sorry. Ma'am?
Hello?
Did you hear it? Did you hear my spiel?
I heard whoever.
Okay.
But, okay, so I see on the 28th of April you did make the order. I don't know if you know this or not, but it does state in the terms and conditions of 14-day
okay.
trial.
Can you tell me where the terms and conditions are? Because I got none of those, not in my email confirmation, not on the nothing.
All right.
So, I mean, I can prove all that.
Yes, ma'am, but the terms and conditions were listed on the checkout page.
They were on the page. So where's my, it's not on my receipt?
Because it was online when you made the order. It was on the checkout page.
Right. So on my receipt, which is, you know, confirming what I paid for and agreed to, nothing is said like that. So when my mom tried to contact you to return this stuff, the very day we got it, you haven't said nothing. You know what? Could you please...
Yes, ma'am. What day did you call?
There was no number to call. There was no number to call. There was no nothing. But
I hold on.
All she could do was find an email.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold on 1 second.
Thank you. You know, Mom, you're absolutely right. Son of a bitch. Right? No.
That's not how it went. I just said, I want, you know, blah. So. Am I on hold? Is she hold? That pisses me off so bad. I mean. Hey, ma'am, am I on hold? Just put me on hold, mom.
Yes, ma'am, I do see on the 15th that you did call in, but you said that you emailed to cancel your account, but we don't cancel accounts through emails, so that's why they told you to call in.
If you see something, someone called in, don't misunderstand. My mom may have called in and I didn't know it. I thought she just emailed.
It says, I'm looking in the notes right now, it says that the customer emailed to cancel the account, so they told her to call in to cancel.
So they emailed her back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I'm talking blind without having to read it. It says what? You need to call in order to cancel?
Yes, ma'am.
So needless to say, we're canceling now. These little things aren't ordered, aren't opened or nothing. That's just wrong.
Yes, ma'am, that's the full retail price of that product that you have received, so there's really nothing to cancel out.
Well,
because it's just a one-time charge. It's not like a recurring monthly subscription or anything.
Well, I'm aware of that, but I would have never gotten them. It was just a survey that I was taking. So there was no, you know, that you're going to ship me later.
This.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, hon. I personally think this is fraud because nothing was said on the checkout or whatever. So I'm going to call my bank. And I'm going to put a stop payment. And I will be glad to return those. They haven't been opened.
Yes, ma'am. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is provide you a 35% refund of your $59.95.
No, you're going to have to do better than that because this is not... This is not right.
Even if I can give you a 50% refund out of that?
Well, how about a 75%?
Just give me 1 second. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
Door.
What was at the door?
The door dash.
For what?
When I ordered at Walmart.
Oh, okay. I'm on hold. Just wait a minute.
Did they email them?
They're working on giving us money back.
So, 59.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I just spoke to my supervisor. So for that refund of $59.95, you can return the watch back. But also with that, it is minus a $9.95 restocking fee for it.
They're good. I mean, a restocking.
No, you know, I have to pay for it to go back and everything. I want a refund.
Yes, ma'am. I'll issue out an RMA number to your email, and once you return the product and everything, that's when we'll issue out the refund.
No, I want a percentage refund right now.
Okay, are you going to keep the watch?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to keep the watch?
Well, I guess so.
I guess so. We're going to, okay. If we're going to keep it, then never mind.
Well, yes, ma'am. If you want to keep the watch, then I pretty much can offer you a 50% refund.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, hold on 1 second, and I'll issue it out to you.
That's just for the watch.
Okay, 50% of that $59.95 that you'll be receiving is $29.98.
Okay.
All right, just give me 1 second.
Either way, they made $5.
Well. Yes, ma'am. I just refunded you back your $29.98. It will take 3 to 5 business days for it to get back into your account. Anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Just a minute. Hello.
Hello.
Can you send a
email confirmation?
An email confirmation of that, please?
You're going to get an email.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. They're so aggravating.